Can you talk a little bit about where we are in terms of mutation testing in the EGFR setting, specifically T790, how you approach this issue, particularly in terms of the use of plasma? I don't know if urine is still something that's, you've done research on that, but I sort of heard that that's not moving forward, but you can maybe clarify where we are with that.
So when we're dealing with a newly diagnosed patient, most of them have tissue, so that's straightforward, though we do have an FDA-approved plasma test, a CoBEST test for the sensitizing mutations. When the osimertinib approval came through with the T790M requirement, the CoBEST testing expanded to also include T790M, and so that's actually approved. It's not quite as sensitive as a lot of the other commercial assays out there, and in our practice, usually we have tissue testing, so we don't always get initial plasma testing, but if we don't get an answer from the tissue, we will get plasma and then repeat tissue. When someone's been on an EGFR TKI for a period of time and then are progressing, that's where we usually will start with a plasma test. We send it out to various different places as well as we have our own in-house assay, which is about to be CLIA certified, but isn't yet, so we're still sending out as well. If we find T790M in the plasma, I always believe it and feel like that's a good reason to switch someone to osimertinib, assuming that it's time, right? They might still have slow progression and we'll wait, but osimertinib will be next step. If I get a test back and it shows the driver mutation, but not the T790M, I tend to believe that's a true negative and that these patients have some other resistance mechanism, and I'm not as inclined to think about osimertinib. If they come back with a test that shows neither the driver nor T790M, then it's not a good test. They either aren't shedding enough tumor DNA or we missed it somehow. And those are patients we have to decide, is it worth getting a repeat biopsy or not? So that's my practice pattern. I think there's a lot of variability in that, different levels of comfort with the plasma results and interpreting them. The urine testing, unfortunately, I thought, it's a good assay, but there are always business reasons to go into things too, and so that's not moving ahead as far. And in a setting of patients who have lung cancer and are coming in regularly and getting blood tests anyway, not having to do a blood draw isn't such a big improvement as it would be in someone who wouldn't otherwise need to get a blood draw.
But just to clarify, though, in the upfront setting, if you see a positive plasma assay, you believe it, treat, and don't think about tissue, correct?
Well, we always have tissue, and so that's still the gold standard, but we're trying to get results as quickly as we can when someone's newly diagnosed. So if I get a positive plasma test, I'm going to go with that. And oftentimes those results do come back faster than the tissue testing because you don't have to do all the upfront processing.
And if it's negative, I assume you want to see tissue for sure.
Right.
But in the relapse setting, in terms of the issue of T790, that approach that you just mentioned, I really don't remember anybody mentioning to me. So it makes sense. So you're saying that when you get a plasma assay, you could see the EGFR mutation, but not the T790?
Well, sometimes. So all of the assays that are developed, they're not just reporting on T790M. They're also looking for the primary driver mutation. In addition, they're looking for T790M. And if you think about what's happening, you don't lose the driver. You just add the T790M onto it. So what you're looking at as sort of your control is to see, can you find the known driver mutation? If you find that, and then you don't find T790M, it makes you think that probably the biology is something else is going on. But if you don't find either of them, then maybe there's just not enough tumor DNA or you're not detecting it well enough. There are slight differences in the sensitivity of the assays. So in general, the deletion 19 and L858R assays are a little bit more sensitive than the T790M assay. So there will be some patients who really have T790M, but you don't see it when you find the drivers. But usually, if you have the driver, the primary driver, and you find it, T790M positive, you believe it. T790M negative, you believe there's another resistance mechanism. But if you don't find either, that's where I'm more inclined to think about doing a biopsy. Does that explain it?
Yeah, it does. But so you're saying that when you send off the plasma assay in the T790 negative case, it reports out as EGFR positive.
So they will report it out and say, we found L858R, for instance, but we did not find T790M.
Interesting.
That's how those assays come back.
Interesting.